This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Very good. Very good. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome,
hey,
Bert.
Vince.
Hey.
So, I'm glad to be with you, the class again for another week. And I'm also glad that, that EDA came down, I guess, from corporate headquarters that no more politics. Didn't really affect us so much on what you and I in the class talk about most Fridays, but interesting how did that come about? Were there suits up on the top floor that, or was it just how did that happen?
Yeah, you're talking about at USA Prepares. You're talking about at Washington D.C.
Well, at USA Prepares, I guess corporate headquarters.
Well, I was invited.
He decided that.
Okay, I was invited to a meeting, but I don't generally go to meetings. I was just telling Jason that back in the 80s, we had a corporate inter-office communication system called TOSS, T-O-S-S, and it was IBM's Total Office Support System. It was the precursor to email and at the corporate level, and I didn't read them. People would send me those. They'd say there's a meeting on the fourth floor at 2 o'clock, and here's the subject, and here's who's going to be there, and they invite everybody, and I figured, why would they invite me to these meetings? So I didn't go, so I didn't wear a watch, and I didn't go to meetings that I was invited to, so I missed the meeting at USA Prepares about the corporate position as to talking about all this nonsense that's going on in the news, the lies, et cetera, and the mandates and the threats and the disinformation and the real news. And it's hard to figure out what's what. So I don't typically read those invitations where I get invited to those meetings. So I didn't go. So what really happened? In lieu of going to the meetings to discuss the news and whether we would talk about it, I just decided in a vacuum that we're not going to do it. We are not going to talk about all this nonsense. We're not going to talk about, there's a glimmer of hope coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and things are looking great. The economy is looking great when I know it's lies. So we're not going to talk about it. We've already spent going on our 11th year teaching people how to ferret out the news, how to read between the lines, how to make their own decisions. And we are going to stay strictly on preparedness. So what really happened? I didn't go to the meeting at the highest level of the corporation. I just made a decision in a vacuum unilaterally, and I said, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, and obviously, Vince, I'm making a joke, but the way things are decided at USA Prepares, there is no corporate suits at the top floor. It's you calling up a couple of the instructors and talking things over, and that's how things get decided. And that's one of the great things is that, we are grassroots here. And we are teaching grassroots, and there is no edict. In fact, I don't know that there's anything that anyone says that we, other than not using profanity, anything that any line we're supposed to follow or any rules like that whatsoever. It's up to USA Prepares to, that's the beauty of free speech, and I think we have it probably better than anywhere at USA Prepares.
Well, okay, so here are the rules, class. If you're wondering what the rules are, I've made up the rules. And the rules are we will tell the truth at all times. We will conduct ourselves as ladies and gentlemen. We will not use profanity. And that's it. Oh, and there's one other one. instructors have to show up. Yeah.
Well, you know, on that note, Vince, we're here to, we had some good feedback from last week, kicking off the new year with things you can do to protect your family and your home and do-it-yourself things in most cases. So we're going to continue on that theme this morning.
Let's jump right in.
Jump right in, I will. And here's one that I think is very easy. Put in a water filtration system. Generally, you want to put this in your kitchen. And there's a lot of kinds you can buy. I know you have experience with it. I have personal experience with it. I recommend for starting out a two-stage system. It's basically, it is basically nothing more than a metal bracket with two canisters hanging over it. You do need to tap into your cold water, and you probably want to put this under the kitchen sink. And they come with, in most cases, a little faucet that you can attach. And it's really easy. They'll tell you to install a little kind of tap that you can actually screw into your cold water pipe. And I don't recommend that because it's permanently putting a hole into your cold water pipe. What I suggest is turn off your water supply and put on a two-way valve. So where you have a valve go into your kitchen sink for your cold water, you take off that valve, put on another valve that'll have whatever was going to your kitchen sink, either 3/8 or half-inch water hose, and it'll have another quarter-inch tap on it, already built in, so it'll go on and off as you turn on and off that valve, and use that to connect your quarter-inch plastic water pipe that'll go to your filtration system. So you can do the whole thing in way less than an hour if you think it through. Probably there's only really a half hour of work, and you're going to have clean, fresh water for your family. And, you know, after, you know, maybe 6 months or a year, you change each of these filters, you just screw them off, put a new one in. Very easy to do, very high yield. It's high reward, something that for an hour work, you can have fresh, healthy water for forever in your kitchen.
All right, so let's talk about this. So one of the things you mentioned was a piercing tap. And, Klaus, what this is, it's like a saddle that has two screws that hold this saddle onto the outside of a pipe. So let's say it's plastic pipe, PVC. Let's say it's copper pipe. And what you do is you clamp this saddle on, and it has a rubber seal as part of the tap. And then you turn a thumb screw, and it literally drives a hole into the pipe. So think of it like taking an awl and just twisting an awl round and round and round to poke a hole into the pipe. And then you take the awl out, and then water's going to come spraying out of that hole. Well, the saddle prevents the water from spraying, but 100% of them, in my experience, leak. Now, they don't leak initially. They leak later on.
Yeah, so, absolutely, Vince. And they give you those usually when you buy these systems. My opinion, throw it out and just go to the hardware store and buy a three-way valve to replace the one you have. Probably need to replace it anyhow because, as we know, valves, you know, they get sticky, and it was probably due to be replaced in any case.
Okay, so this is an under-the-counter type system. Now, Bert, you mentioned, the yield will be safe, pure drinking water. What have we filtered out with the types of filters that you're talking about?
And again, there's different elaborate systems, in some cases three, but generally what you're going to be filtering out is chemicals and sediment. And there'll be two canisters, and typically one of them will be sediment and one of them will be chemicals. And depending on what type of canister you buy, it'll determine which chemicals you'll remove, but they will remove chemicals. A lot of them will, they won't all take out chlorine. Some will, some won't. So you can look at that, you know, when you're buying your canisters, you can look for that. More elaborate system is pretty much exactly the same thing with three canisters, and you can get different size systems. It'll cost you generally anywhere from two $500 for the system, the replacement filters. Anywhere from $10, $20, $30, depending on which filter you purchase when you need to replace them. Some cases, just buy a five-pack and throw them in the closet and replace them. Most of these systems will have timers that measure the water you're using, and it'll tell you when to replace it. But I would definitely recommend, I mean, if it's a normal family with normal drinking water and cooking water, replace it every year.
Okay, so you're talking about, with the two canisters, you're talking about a two-stage, I guess the first stage would be a sediment filter to protect the second filter, which would be a carbon granule or a carbon block type of filter. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then the third type, or the next type of filtration system you're talking about with three canisters would be called reverse osmosis. Is that correct?
That's what a lot of them are, and that's a little bit more elaborate and costs a little bit more. What you'll get is a little bit higher level of purity to your water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and reverse osmosis filters wastewater. So keep in mind that it will take water to purify the water. So you probably, if I'm not mistaken, you're only going to get a portion. So if you put 10 gallons in, you might get 1 gallon out, something like that. So it is a highly inefficient in terms of water usage system, and it requires water pressure. So it's not a gravity-based system. It requires water pressure, the pressure that's in your normal sink faucet, in order for this system to operate. Any other comments, Bert?
No, and again, you just check for leaks after you're done. I know the first time I put it in, I actually didn't tighten the little plastic caps that came. You know, I kind of did where you cut the hose yourself and put it in. It's probably better if you can just, if you know your length, buy a pre-made quarter-inch hose, so then you don't have to worry, because there is a tendency sometimes for the lower-cost little, the little caps and heads you put at the end where you turn in the quarter-inch tube, to, if it's not tight, it can leak a little, and you can't over-tighten it, and it'll break. So it's a little tough. If you know the lengths you need, at least the main one from your water, what I have now is just a prefabricated from the store quarter-inch line. But, you know, other than checking for leaks, it's very easy. It'll last pretty much as long as your house, as long as you just keep changing the filters. So it's really a great thing, and every home should have at least one of these under their kitchen sink.
Okay. Do you have any other types of filters that you want to talk about?
No, not for water. I think the next topic we're going to talk about is something equally important, different, but that's kind of more in a theme of protecting your home, putting in a home security system, and that's something that you probably don't want to do yourself because it's a little more elaborate, but it's something that, unfortunately the times we live in with crime increasing and people, burglaries up, it's something that you want to think about. So after the break, we can talk about some of the options for how to protect your home.
Yeah, and before we do that, I've got a couple thoughts about the water treatment system. So we'll flesh that out a little bit more, and then we'll get into home security systems.
Bert, flesh that out?
Yeah, we'll flush it out. Flesh it out. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert, with us, we're talking about water filtration systems, and I'll tell you the kind that we have in our farmhouse. So, I did the plumbing with our son, so it was done the way we wanted to do it. That's what we did. So we have a well, and water comes in underground into the farmhouse from the well. And it tees off, so it splits into unfiltered water and filtered water. So the unfiltered water would be water that we would use for sending out to a garden hose, you know, through a hose bib on the side of the farmhouse. The filtered water is filtered with a 5-micron, 10-inch by 2.5-inch whole house sediment water filter. Now, this thing's a housing that will flow about 10 gallons per minute. And 5 microns is the size of the sediment that it will trap. And that is the design. The reason for having a whole house water filter for sediment is to prevent small particles of sand, dust, debris, etc., from going through the whole house plumbing system, and it'll end up tearing up the shower valve, control valve, the kitchen faucets, the toilet plumbing, the washing machine, the dishwasher. All of those devices will get have accelerated wear if you don't have a whole house water filter that filters out sediment. And you can get them in different filter media type. So you can get the 5 micron. You might even be able to get 2 microns, 10 microns, 20 microns, etc. So the larger the micron size, the more water will flow, but the larger the particles will, that will go through it. So we have a whole house water filter, and all it does is pull out sediment, and it has a clear housing. So I can see when I need to change it, because I can see the color of the filter that starts out white becomes reddish with iron. Okay, so every couple of months I change the filter. How many filters did I buy? Well, I know that they all come from one place. All the filters, regardless of what brand, what label they say on them, they come from China. So I bought 2 cases of 50 in each case, and I'm good for a while. And I bought them for, I don't know, maybe less than $1 a piece. Now I'm looking on eBay, 5 of them, the same kind, are now $40.66 for 5 filters. I paid about that much for 50 of them. Literally. So I've got a couple cases, and they're wrapped in plastic, so they'll stay clean for a long time. Now, that's step number one. Now, the next step you might want to employ would be an ultraviolet filter. So if you have biologicals in your water and you want to kill the biologicals, that would be with an ultraviolet water treatment system. So what it is, it's a stainless steel tube, and inside that tube is an ultraviolet light bulb. And the water flows around that ultraviolet light bulb. And it's a fluorescent type. And it might be 15 inches long. It might be 10 inches long, depending on the capacity. So now what you've done is you filtered out the sediment. Next step, next stage would be filtering or treating the biologicals, just destroying it. And then you might want to have a water softener. And the water softener will remove the iron, and it will remove the calcium and those kinds of things that will plug up your sink and further destroy the valving in your toilet, your dishwasher, your washing machine, etc. And if you have a water softener, you will use about typically 1/3 of the amount of detergent. So if I'm washing a pot in the kitchen sink, you know, like a spaghetti pot, for example, that size, I can wash that with one drop of Dawn dishwashing detergent and one of those stainless steel scrubbers. So that's how I do it. And you'll use so much less detergent if you have soft water as compared to hard water. And you'll be pulling out, you know, some of the minerals and calcium, etc. That's what we do. And it works great. So you may want to consider that. And the whole house filter, if you get one, make sure you put it in a location where you'll be able to easily reach the canister and change the filter element. You want to be able to easily do that. So if you have a basement, that's the place to do it. The closest point to where water comes in your house is probably close to where you'd want to put one of those things. But when you change that water filter, you're going to spill some water. So make sure that it's an area that can get wet. And get plenty of filters in. You may still be able to buy a case of 50. We'll be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 4-star and 5-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court of the United States struck down President Biden's vaccine mandate on businesses with 100 employees or more, saying Biden exceeded his authority. The unconstitutional mandate would have affected roughly 80 million Americans. Novak Djokovic faces possible deportation from Australia after his visa was revoked for a second time by officials on Friday. The Australian Open starts in 3 days. President Biden met with Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona, at the White House last night to discuss voting rights after they reaffirmed their opposition to reforming the 60-vote filibuster rule. The president, after meeting with Democrat senators Thursday.
I hope we can get this done, but I'm not sure. But one thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we miss the first time, we can come back and try it a second time.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As President Biden, in a divisive speech in Georgia this week, compared those that oppose his partisan voting rights bill to former Democrat racists back in the day. The president advertised killing the 60-vote filibuster rule. Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News gives the Republican point of view.
Well, I think Joe Biden and the Democrats are frustrated that they can't remake the American political system so they never have to relinquish power. That's what today's debate is really about. They want to destroy the Senate rules and customs. Not so they can, say, raise your taxes or they can confiscate your guns. They would do those things, of course. But it's so they can do things like federalize our elections and take over the way elections are conducted in all 50 states. Make Washington, D.C. a state so they get two Democratic senators in perpetuity. Pack our courts to include the Supreme Court. That's what this is all about. The Democrats know that their agenda is massively unpopular, and it's delivered catastrophic results for Americans, like the highest inflation in 40 years. So they want to remake our political system so they never have to relinquish power. They're so frustrated today because they had a couple of Democratic senators stand up to them and say no. And I just can't imagine that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema took very kindly to being compared to Jefferson Davis and George Wallace and Bull Connors. You and I and half the country that opposed Joe Biden's election law, we have another reason to object to him, because all three of those people were Democrats. Remember, the Democratic Party was the party of slavery, secession, and segregation.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just a quick comment, class. If you're going to buy a whole house water filter for sediment, get the common size housing that uses the 10-inch by 2.5-inch filters because they're the least expensive. You don't want to buy one that's going to cost you $20 for each cartridge or $50 for each cartridge if you're getting sediment. And 5 micron is a good compromise for water filtration flow and trapping the size of the particles. So I found them on eBay. They've doubled in price since I last bought them. $85 shipped for 50 pieces, a case of 50 of 5 micron, 10 inch by 2.5 inch, and it's a polypropylene spun fiber. They all are pretty much the same. They're going to come from China no matter what you do. So you're looking at $85 for 50. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and Vince, so let me also point out that the whole house water filter is a little bit more elaborate a project for most do-it-yourselfers. You can, I mean, you or I probably could be able to do it, but probably the average homeowner wants to get a contractor or a handyman to put that in, whereas the under-sink one is, you know, relatively easy in comparison.
Okay, but we're raising the bar and we're telling our class that yes, you can. And you can buy the plumbing book, the Black & Decker plumbing book, the Black & Decker whole house wiring book. You can get those on eBay and relatively inexpensively, like $5 each, and you can learn how to do all this yourself. So, in the future, you may not be able to call that guy, you know, the guy that does the plumbing, the wiring, the, you know, tuning up your car and that kind of thing. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, and one other thing, Vince, interesting, you mentioned the ultraviolet. So, kind of on a tangential note, you can put an ultraviolet bulb in your heating system, which I have done. So the same idea to in the case of water, you're sterilizing the water. I have a similar ultraviolet bulb installed in my heating duct for where the air is, you know, the outtake air, the heated air, where it'll be distributed through my home. And what that UV bulb does, antimicrobial bulb, will kill any viruses and bacteria in the air. And when COVID hit a couple of years ago, I made sure I replaced my bulb to a fresh, bright bulb. And by the way, you don't want to look at it while it's on because it can damage your eyes. But in normal use, it's hidden inside your air duct. And that's something that you can also install in your system. It's relatively inexpensive, you know, $100 or $200. The bulb's like $20 to replace or so. And that'll also protect your home by purifying your air from microbes. So something I'm throwing out there for class since it ties into the ultraviolet.
Yeah, class, we put one in, actually two, in our home. And you used to be able to buy them on eBay. I'll see if I can still find it and recommend, you know, a type, the kind that we have. Basically, it has a power connection. It has a ballast and a couple fluorescent ultraviolet tubes. And what I did was I cut, the one that I have has two bulbs in one mounting plate. And I thought, well, that's nice, but I don't like it as much as if I cut it in half. So I literally cut the mounting plate in half and I have it in two parts of the forced air system, right above the A coil. And I wanted to make sure all of the air that passes through this duct would be treated or experience the ultraviolet rays. Now, you absolutely, Bert's right, you do not want to look at ultraviolet light. It will destroy your eyes. It will do permanently. Okay, so it's not a temporary thing. It's a permanent thing. So you don't want to look at it, and you won't be looking at it because it'll be in your ductwork, and you don't power it up until it's in your ductwork, okay? And how long do these bulbs last? Well, they last 8,000 hours. 8,000. So if you were to figure out, well, what's 8,000 hours mean? Well, that means 24 hours a day for 1 year. That's 8,000 hours. So that means that, you know, the bulbs, where do they come from? They come from China. So if you think you're going to use this system and you think you're going to use it for more than 1 year, you're going to need some spare bulbs. So find out how many watts they are and get them. And I was able to get a case of them because I figured, well, I don't plan on changing the heating system. I don't plan on changing the ductwork. But I do plan on changing the bulbs every year. Now, the bulbs will still light up, but they will be very, very diminished in their production of ultraviolet light. So even though they light up, you still need to replace them at about every year or so. Those are my thoughts. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and in my case, it's going to be more than a year because I have it on a switch, and pretty much in my part of California, we only use the heating system maybe 3 or 4 months a year. Actually, you know, maybe let's say November, December, January, February. So I turn it off the rest of the year. There's no sense burning that bulb if there's no air flowing through it. But yeah, it, you know, that is definitely an easy add. And as I said, I made sure I put a fresh bulb in when COVID hit. And interestingly enough, right after I ordered that bulb, I believe it was March 2000, the bulbs got very hard to find for several months, understandably. So easy thing to do. So Vince, do you want to talk about home security systems?
In just a second. I'd like to give a complete description of this ultraviolet system. So, class, really, it's if you've ever seen a compact fluorescent bulb, PL13 Philips Lighting 13 water, that's the bulb that we're talking about, but it's not a fluorescent bulb. It's actually a fluorescent, but it is an ultraviolet in the same kind of package, and it's powered by a ballast. And I called the manufacturer of the system before I bought it, and I said, okay, so... tell me about the lifespan of this product, and tell me about the ballast, because I know that the federal government is interested in shutting down the use of fluorescent bulbs. And he said, yeah. As a matter of fact, that all of the United States ballast manufacturers that produce ballast for fluorescent lighting have gone out of business, and he doesn't know where he's going to be able to get any more. So... if you're going to get one of these systems, you may want to consider where you're going to get your ballast from. Now, you might end up having to get one from on eBay for a used compact fluorescent light bulb fixture, like an outdoor fixture that they used to manufacture, and you might have to take the ballast out of that to put it in your ultraviolet system that treats your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. So just a thought, that's what you might have to do in the future if your ballast quits. And they do. Fluorescent ballasts quit. I don't know exactly the lifespan of this particular ballast. It might be 5 years. It might be 10 years. I'm not sure. So far, ours has been running for several years, 24/7, and it works great. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting you mention that because here at the office, I use full-spectrum fluorescent bulbs. But a lot of new construction is all moving toward LED. And at home, pretty much for several years now, my home's been totally LED. The problem is the intensity of the ultraviolet you need to have it be effective in killing bacteria and viruses is such that they really haven't perfected the LED bulbs to have that level of strength. So I suspect that one way or another, the UV, since these are very frequently used in hospitals and different health settings for decontamination and just, you know, it's a normal course in a hospital to have these all over. I suspect they're going to keep building the ballasts and the bulbs and the receptacles and everything you're going to need because there is no real effective alternative yet. There are some other type of technologies, very high intensive technologies where you have bulbs that can be used, but for, you know, something that's reasonably priced right now, it's pretty much just fluorescent UV. So let's hope they continue building the parts we need for those.
Yeah, and if not, you may have to be able to get some magnet wire, take apart the ballast, and wind your own ballast. So yeah, that's a possibility as well. Okay, home security systems.
Yeah, and that reminds me of building your own radio with Crystal Radio, where you wind your own, you can wind your own coil, and you have your, you know, a tuning capacitor and a long length of wire and a diode and a capacitor, and you can make a radio. So that's the simplest radio you can build. But we'll use that for another day. So home security, really, Vince, there's two ways to go, wired and wireless, and they're very different in how they operate. They're very different in cost. they're very different in ability to install it. But for most people, they put in wireless, where you just put sensors up on the doors and windows. The problem is it's just not that reliable. And what I have at my home is a wired system that doesn't depend on the radio waves or any type of interference to get the signals from the sensors over to the main control unit. But there is a big difference in cost. So,
yeah, and there's a big difference in installation time too, right? Because you got wires to run.
Yeah, wireless, you can go to the store, buy a box of kit of everything you need, and pretty much in a day have it all working. The problem is the wireless system is just not that reliable. But it's, you know, it's better than no system. But I just think it's worth it to go ahead and wire, at least for your doors, to wire hard sensors in that determine if your door is open or closed. They're also easier to keep running reliably and can't be tampered with by a crook, where the wireless systems are a little easier to fool and to play around with. But the main thing is they're just not as reliable. You're sensitive to the wireless signal in your home, so they may or may not be working. But it is easier, and you can buy a kit, put it in yourself. There's several brands, Simply Safe, Ring, to mention two of them. Now, what I do recommend is using a wireless system for the call-in to the central office, because in most cases you used to use your phone line for that, but people don't always have phone lines, and also your phone line can be cut by a burglar, whereas what you now have the ability to do is put in a little cellular module that will then call out to the central office through a one-time use cellular call over the cellular network. And I do recommend that part to be wireless, because that will increase the security and also simplicity, because you don't have to tap into your phone line. Typically, when you used your phone line, you wanted to seize the line, so, you know, a crook can't just take your phone off the hook and prevent that call from going in. So you go right to where the phone line entered your house. But you don't have to do that with the cellular.
Yeah, and you can have multi-levels of security system as well. And we'll just bring up a couple of points when we come back about multi-level security system. Virtualist. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Bert's with us. And so we're talking about security systems at the moment and, you know, ways of kind of protecting your homestead. And so you can have multiple layers of security. So, for example, you can have a barbed wire fence. You can have an electric fence. You can have a living thorn fence, you know, where it's impossible to get through because of the thorns will slice and dice you. You can have audio surveillance. You can have video surveillance. You can have a biological randomizer. And we have them. We have biological randomizers right here. And you can have loud noises, you know, like the sound of a muzzle flash or a muzzle blast. So, and what's a biological randomizer? Well, they come in all kinds of sizes and shapes. You can get them in the German Shepherd variety. You can get them in, you know, large breed dogs. You can get them in small dogs that pay a lot of attention. And why do I say biological randomizer? Because if you have your dogs trained properly and if they think you're threatened, they will go for the throat and they will randomize your attacker into, you know, more pieces. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, you know, they've interviewed burglars, and more often than not, they will tell you that when they hear a dog, they'll just move on to another house. They just don't want to, for whatever reason, they don't want to deal with it. Now, if you have multiple dogs, probably you've increased your chances even greater. So that the four-legged protection is a good one. But yes, there are many levels of protection. And I think each person has to decide what's best for themselves and, you know, go from there. But it's always a good idea to think about how to protect your home, because if even if you're in a safe area, just gives you some additional peace of mind. So, again, some of the wireless systems, very easy to install. If you put in a wired system, it is going to cost, you know, the wireless system is maybe a few hundred dollars. The wired system is a multi-thousand dollar type of system because you're going to have a control panel where all the wired sensors go to. By the way, you also add on to that system heat and smoke detectors, and they are slightly different things because your smoke detector is looking for particles that are in the air, you know, combustion particles, where a heat detector factor is simply just measuring the temperature, which, might be caused by a fire, obviously. So you want to have both kinds, depending on, whether you have a sensor over your kitchen or in your bedroom, that type of stuff. And so in the system I have, we do have, the additional fire elements installed in the alarm system. And then the alarm is smart enough to know how to code what goes off. So when call goes to the central station, and to explain to class, central station is, in the old days, maybe 50 years ago, your alarm could actually call into the police station. But police stations started saying, we can't deal with all the different kind of alarms and coding, and we don't want to deal with it. We need to talk to a human. So what happened is central stations came about. Central station gets the signal from your alarm and can determine, is it the front door? Is it a smoke alarm? Where was the intrusion? What's going on? Is there motion going on in the house? And then they relay that to either the police department or the fire department, who responds. So that's usually something that you pay an additional $10 or $15 or $20 a month for, usually on a yearly basis, and that's worth having too, because that's monitoring your house, and you get the call made in instantly from when the alarm goes off. Now you can set that up so they can call you first. So what I have it is they call me first. If they can't find me, then they immediately call the police or the fire department. And that's just in case it's a false alarm and you just want to head off the police coming to your house all the time, especially if you've maybe just installed the system and there's some bugs to work out, that sort of thing. But it is something, and I think class should consider putting in for their home. And then since you have a bigger home, obviously there's a more elaborate system. You can also tie it into your cameras and have that part of the system. In my case, I have the cameras independent because I think having redundancy is a good idea as well. But it is a good idea to put in an alarm system, and if it's wired, you probably do have to hire a contractor or alarm company to come out and install that for you, but probably a worthwhile investment to make.
So a couple quick questions. So, Bert, with this kind of a system that you're talking about, a wired system or even wireless, do you recommend protecting with surge protectors on the AC side?
Absolutely. And in the case of my alarm system, the panel does have surge protector built in. And, of course, we've talked about it last week. We both have whole home surge protectors as well. But, yes, you want to have surge protection.
Yeah, and the next level of support for the power side, the AC side, would be to have your security system powered by an uninterruptible power system. Last quick question, Bert. Life expectancy of these systems, is it limited to the life expectancy or limited by the life expectancy of electrolytic capacitors within the system?
That's a good question, Vince. Electrolytic capacitors are notoriously bad for several reasons, but probably the answer is yes.
Okay, so we're looking 5 to 10, 15 years. Bert, thanks so much for being with us. See you next week.
You got it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.